see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a real treat. We have in studio with us today Jan Tripp. She has recently sold her business, if you had not heard, which is Jan's School of Dance. And we are anxious to get to hear the behind-the-scenes story, not only of her wonderful career, her wonderful business, but what's next for her. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too, Mo.
So, Jan, let's go back 100 years. I have to say, you have always been a standout in our community. Tell us a little bit about you. You're a Hastings native.
Basically, we moved here when I was 16. My family moved here, and we've been here ever since. Went to high school here.
The Bardusons.
The Bardusons, yes. My mom, Barb Bardusson, still lives in the same house as she did that we grew up in. So, yeah, I've been here for a long time. They didn't have a lot of girls' sports and things when I came, so I started the gymnastics program and synchronized swimming and worked with the twirlers and did all of that back in the day when I was a teacher at the high school then.
I remember that, but when you were growing up, you were a twirler, weren't you?
I was.
What happened to twirlers?
The band stopped having a twirler with the marching band.
Okay.
And that kind of started to kill the program. There was the whole competitive twirling world
around. No kidding. I mean, remember when we were growing up watching Miss America? I mean, there was always a couple of twirlers.
Always a couple twirlers. You're right. Yeah, they were my idols when I was little
growing up.
So, yeah, between the acro and the twirling, that's what I love to do. And synchronized swimming was always really fun. We had a good program in St. James before I moved here. So,
when you were growing up, Hastings had dance, I would assume.
Wendy Wilson was
okay,
the
right
dance
on 15th
teacher I
Street,
had.
Right
on 15th Street, yes.
And what were those days like?
It was great. Actually, she was a wonderful smooth Southern girl, very polished and very she had an accent. It was fun to work with her. When I started in an acro class because they didn't have a gymnastics team, so I was with kids.
So is that acrobatics?
Yeah, acrobatics.
And what does that mean compared to
like walkovers and back handsprings? We do all the tricks they do in gymnastics, but what isn't just hardcore tumbling. You would have more dance in it. So it was kind of a combination of dance and tumbling skills, and they call it acro, and they still call it acro at the competitions, but that was kind of fun. You could be pretty and graceful and expressive and do a trick and then a little dance move, and so that's kind of what I did in growing up. That was kind of what I liked to do the best.
And did you find that was really your niche?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, I always liked, you know, lyrical style dance. My sister was more of a tap and jazz person. My mom had a split classes, so I took twirling and acro, and my sister took jazz and tap, and then we just taught each other because, you know, money-wise, you couldn't afford to have all those classes with a bigger family. So we always shared, we were best buddies, so it worked out perfect. Then I'd get a little bit of all four.
So when you were in high school, did you have an opportunity to show off your skills? Did they have a dance team?
Well, they had the Pink Panthers.
Remember those?
Which was like a, and they had like the flag twirlers. They did flag twirling with the band in the fall, and then they were the Pink Panthers in the basketball season. But I was a cheerleader, so I did twirling in the fall. I would do the halftime shows. I had my cheerleading uniform on the outside, twirling underneath it. Halftime, I'd go to my parents' car, park down at the corner of Todd Field, whip off the cheerleading uniform, go out and twirl, get back dressed, and finish the cheering. So in high school, I was more of a cheerleader. And then I danced on the side.
Yeah, that's another bummer thing that we don't have anymore, right?
Yes.
Do you think the cheering is still as important important to the southern states?
It's real big in the southern states. My daughter-in-law, my son lives in San Antonio, and she went to Texas A&M. And, you know, down south, pageants and twirling are both still real big, and cheering, all that is still an issue. Up here, it's not so much. You know, I think when the band stopped having the twirlers lead them, that kind of cut the interest for people.
So you became a teacher in the Hastings public school system. Tell us about that.
I taught a year in Rosemount. I was there for a year before I came here, and then I taught for 5 years in Hastings.
Who were some of the teachers you taught with?
Some of the teachers I taught with, Vicki Dahlberg and Tom Diddy, and Gary Hamilton was there during that time, and Don Miller was a teacher at first and then the athletic director, and Gate Johnson had been the athletic director before him. So a lot of the people that you grow up, Sotzer and Stoneberg, and a lot of the people that I had as a student in high school were still teaching when I came back. So that was fun.
I bet that was.
That was fun to see a different side of them. So.
And so did you see a need for maybe some other dance opportunities for kids?
Yeah, I think just in general, I was teaching Phi Ed, and the Hastings program still I don't know about now. Now it seems to be much more life sports oriented, but when I started, they were still pretty much basketball, softball, soccer. You know, it was more team sport oriented, and my goal was to get the lifetime sports. That's what I did in college, more with golf and tennis and swimming and dance and exercise, especially pushing the exercise type of things, aerobics. And that's what I wanted to do. So my interest in staying around with team sports dropped off. So I took a year's leave of absence and opened the studios. So
how long had that been brewing in your head?
Oh, pretty much all. My sister and I always wanted to be dance teachers. That was our fantasy growing up, you know, that we'd go up and we'd both have a studio together someday somewhere. And it is kind of ironic that she had a studio in New Ulm for 7 years, and then I've owned the studio here for 41 years. So, yeah, we achieved our goals and had fun doing it.
So you started Jan's School of Dance 41 years ago, and what did it look like back then?
Back then we were in the Racquetball Club, which was across the tracks downtown. Now it's a church. I rent it out. They had two small racquet club courts that were not being used often, so I talked them into putting mirrors in and letting me use it as a dance studio. So I got the bars and the mirrors and did that for a year. It went great. Floor was sloped because the level of the floor between wasn't even, but hey, we made it. It was great. Grew out of that facility, moved downtown onto 2nd Street. And we were there for quite a while. And then in summer of 92, we built the studio out in the industrial park. And that's been our home ever since then. And we needed more room, more space, more parking, make it safer for the kids.
How has dance evolved over the years?
Dance, basically, when I performed it, you'd learn from your teacher, you'd practice at home, and then go back to class, have a recital, you know, maybe do a basketball game or something, but it was less performance-oriented. Nowadays, with all of the social media, there's dance all over the internet and everywhere at all times. Competition dance is just huge, you know, so that it's expanded greatly, you know, since then into that. And it's more Hollywood as an influence and Disney as an influence, and you know, all the shows that people see that are dance oriented, people have more opportunity on television to watch dancers of different types. And I think it's been great for the dance world to have more exposure and more opportunities for lots of dancers to perform.
And it's almost like there's more of a athleticism to it.
Oh, yes. Any of my best dancers are by far my best athletes. Amanda Truax, the owner of River Blades, is a fabulous alumni that I had. She's a professional skater with Disney on Ice, and she had tried out to be a dancer and was too short, or she would have been dancing in Disney. So if you're a good athlete, you can cross the boundaries between one sport to a next. And the athleticism, the coordination, the stamina are all the same. Some athletes don't have stage presence, and some dancers with beautiful stage presence aren't as athletic. So you just kind of have to mesh the different strengths of everyone.
Were your boys the first boys that you had as dancers?
No, I had boys right away. I had a boys' gymnastics class. So back in the days, I taught a lot of gymnastics when I first started, and we had all the equipment and everything, and I had a boys' class. So when my son joined, there was like 10 or 12 boys in the studio at that time that were dancing, and he and his friends were the youngest. And so I had older boys that had been dancing before him, but it was fun to have them.
Because that does translate then into other sports.
Oh, it does, big time. I know a lot of the coaches all around, you know, football coaches professionally. Lynn Swan's a perfect example. I know he's older now, but he was in ballet all the time, and the coaches pushed for that to happen as well.
And what is that translates? What exactly?
The footwork. Like my son Thor was a quarterback, and so a lot of the drop back patterns that you'll use or the karaoke things they use in football are just basic grapevines and things that you do in clogging or in dance. So you're just used to moving that way, so it's really easy. You can keep your eye on the field, not worry about what your feet are doing. So plus you're jumping, you know, rebounding, if you can rebound and jump high. Yes.
So you mentioned your son. How many kids do you have, and tell us about them, please?
Okay, I have two boys. My oldest one is named Thor, and he's in San Antonio, married down there. He was 12 years as a sports anchor on television in Omaha, Nebraska. And then he had a baby and decided he wanted to spend more time at home during the evening hours. So he and his wife started a flipping business. It's Trip Flip, and they started in Omaha when he was still on air and transferred down to San Antonio, and that's going great. My grandson is 5, and my second son, Josh, lives in Lake City. He's a lawyer. He was with Mayo Clinic, and now he's transferred over to M Health, so he is very successful in his career as well, and he's married, but no babies for me yet.
Well, I bet that you are looking forward to just having life be a little bit less busy. So you have had this business. Last year we celebrated with you for your 40th anniversary. And how did you know that you were maybe looking to make some sort of a transition?
Basically, I think time-wise, like you said, commitments with my family here, my mom with my kids, and then wanting to go to San Antonio, Texas to visit down there. I just thought if I could take the worrying part of the business off my shoulders and just that at the best of both worlds. I can enjoy my family and have no pressure about that, and then I can still teach the kids, which I love.
Is that something that you thought about for many, many years?
I've thought about it for the last couple of years, but I needed to find the right person that would take over the studio. I wasn't going to put my studio on the market to the highest bidder. The money aspect of a studio is not what you work for. So I'd been thinking, trying to find the right buyer kind of in my mind for the last couple of years. And then
it's a unique opportunity to sell. I mean, it's not really a commodity that you could put a price tag on, right?
Right, exactly. And so basically, Kayla Sohn and her husband Logan are the new owners of Jan School of Dance. They're still calling it Jan School of Dance, just made it an LLC instead of an INC. And they have a little 2-year-old daughter. And so Kayla danced. I've known her for 32 years. So
okay, what?
Yeah, I know. I started teaching her when she was 2. And she's was with me for 15 years. And she went to great, strong background in dance. She went to Gustavus, got a dance major there, 6 years with the Viking Cheerleaders, Pro Bowl cheerleader, still works with them, choreographed for them last year. Then she moved to Connecticut. She has worked for Target. And then her husband had a job in Connecticut. They decided they might want to relocate. So she contacted me, and, you know, we've been working on it for over a year, whether she would want to manage, she would want to own. So we just worked it out. She got the year to see what we were doing, and she's ready to go, and it's going to be great for everybody. She's, you know, much more techie than I am, so she can bring us to the next century, I guess. So, but she's great. She knows the main thing is she shares the same concern for the students and the parents that I do. You know, she grew up in our studio. She knows what we're about. You know, that we're a family, and she'll keep it that way.
When you were thinking about who would be the ideal person to take it over, what are the characteristics that Kayla has? That
She's very outgoing. She's a people person. She's very patient. kind and gentle with the little ones, which is really important. I think she sees the larger picture in dance, you know. So
what is the larger picture?
Well, I mean, you have the whole business side, which is something you have to take care of. But what you love is the teaching and the choreography and the costumes and that kind of stuff. But you have a lot of time and effort that goes into the stuff people don't even see, you know, every day, solving problem after problem, people's problems, you know, that are little things like, oh, she has confirmation. Can she leave 5 minutes early? Then her confirmation teacher let her leave 5 minutes and that kind of thing. So that's the nice thing to have off of my head. You know, I mean, having had her work in Connecticut at a studio there as an administrator, she's already done that for years. So she kind of knows how to do it and still have fun with her job.
So you are continuing to teach. Tell us about that.
Yep. I'll be teaching on like normal for 2 days a week, like I have for probably the last 6-7 years. I've taught just 2 days a week just for fun instead of being committed every night. The staff at Jan's is exactly the same as last year. The desk workers are the same. So this, you really wouldn't notice the difference in the progression from Kayla's ownership from our ownership to Kayla's ownership. We all have a great relationship, so, you know, they can feel free to call us anytime, and we'll support them 100%.
So over the years, how many kids do you think you have taught?
You know, I've taught thousands. I was thinking about that. I don't really know for sure, thousands, but just so many, and it's just so fun to watch them go from shy, nervous little preschoolers to accomplished adults.
Right. You get to see them become accomplished adults.
You know, they're doctors and dentists and whatever they're doing.
Isn't it fabulous? Well, you certainly have had a great impact on people's lives, and I'm so happy for you. I know that the transition piece is just beginning, and it's only going to get better for you, and I think this is the way to do it. You know, kind of keep your foot in the door, but yet...
I think it's great because, you know, I can go in and have fun and teach with my kids and still follow their school activities and what they're doing. And the dance team is in its second year now. They're performing. And
They're fabulous. So, I've seen them a couple times.
They're doing a great job. They have 120 little ones going to a clinic Saturday that'll be on the field next Thursday. So it's just great to see the dance expand throughout the community, and Kayla and Katie are coaching that, and so it's just really good that the kids are comfortable being in the program because it's coaches that they know and have had. So
what else is next for you?
For me, just for now, you know, I think getting used to just teaching, enjoying my family or whatever, getting back to doing some of the activities I love. I love Zumba and biking and hiking, and I always have walked, but taking more, I might start some salsa classes for myself. I mean, not for the studio. From salsa classes, they have flamenco down in San Antonio. So when I might drop in on a class or two when I'm down there.
How fun is that? I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
And we want to thank our guest today, Jan Tripp. Jan Tripp has left a legacy called Jan School of Dance for the city of Hastings. So many children and kids and young adults have been through her programs. And we thank you for all you've done for the city. And now it's in great hands. And we want to wish Kayla all the best in her new endeavor. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.